He turned and limped away through the forest toward Jack's end of the island. The slanting sticks of sunlight were lost among the branches. At length, he came to a clearing in the forest where rock prevented vegetation from growing. Now it was a pool of shadows, and Ralph nearly flung himself behind a tree when he saw something standing in the center. But then he saw that the white face was bone, and that the pig's skull grinned at him from the top of a stick. He walked slowly into the middle of the clearing and looked steadily at the skull that gleamed as white as ever the conch had done and seemed to jeer at him cynically. An inquisitive ant was busy in one of the eye sockets, but otherwise the thing was lifeless. Or was it? Little prickles of sensation ran up and down his back. He stood, the skull about on a level with his face, and held up his hair with two hands. The teeth grinned. The empty sockets seemed to hold his gaze masterfully and without effort. What was it? The skull regarded Ralph like one who knows all the answers and won't tell. A sick fear and rage swept him. Fiercely, he hit out at the filthy thing in front of him that bobbed like a toy and came back, still grinning into his face, so that he lashed and cried out in loathing. Then he was licking his bruised knuckles and looking at the bare stick, while the skull lay in two pieces, its grin now 6 feet across. He wrenched the quivering stick from the crack and held it as a spear between him and the white pieces. Then he backed away, keeping his face to the skull that lay grinning at the sky.
This is Ralph's encounter with the Lord of the Flies. It's the same pig's head that kept talking to Simon a few chapters back. Now, it's only a skull and it looks as white as the conch did. Which is interesting, because you could say that everything the conch stood for is dead now. Common sense, law and order, democracy. The skull rules. And what happens when Ralph hits it? It breaks in half, which only makes it look like its grin is 6 feet across. Ralph can break it, but he can't destroy what it stands for. Savagery, anarchy, and the devil inside each boy on the island. Let's keep reading. Start up again with the last full paragraph on page 185. It starts when the green glow had gone.
When the green glow had gone from the horizon and night was fully accomplished, Ralph came again to the thicket in front of the castle rock. Peeping through, he could see that the height was still occupied, and whoever it was up there had a spear at the ready. He knelt among the shadows and felt his isolation bitterly. They were savages, it was true, but they were human,